Good morning and welcome to Focus. I'm Terry James, joined by Mary Flint, who has been very busy getting ready for a very important event that is this Saturday. It's Mercer County Relay for Life. Hello, Mary.
Terry, good morning.
It's hard to believe that we're there. It feels like we're just finished up the radiothon.
We did, and the radiothon, I think, has just been a wonderful impetus to us to have a really good relay this year, too.
Well, and Rhubarb Fest, they say, maybe one of the biggest ever. People are coming downtown. You guys are going to be at the fire station this year.
We are. We're really excited about that. Many reasons for that, but one really great reason was the firemen came to us and wanted to honor Michael Clark, who died of cancer in 2023. By having one of their famous pancake and sausage dinners. And, you know, it's usually breakfast at Rhubarb Fest and Antique Days. But boy, we're like, oh my gosh, people love those. And yes, well then Monica Austin is going to be over in Central Park. What a wonderful Saturday night concert that is going to be. Well, she starts at 7. So everything, you know, the wheels start turning. So we're having relay from 4 to 7 with one of those wonderful pancake and sausage meals.
So you start with a meal there for dinner, right. And then what's next with relay?
Well, actually, you can come and buy your luminarias beginning at 3. Pam Truman and her wonderful committee will be there. For those of you that don't know, they're the white bags that at the top of the bag we write someone you'd like to either remember, unfortunately, because they've died, or that you would honor as a cancer survivor right now. And for $10 per name, you can get it on a bag, and then it says remembered by, so then it would be your name. I've told this story before, but the reason I started relaying is because of a fellow teacher and coach here, Judy Richmond. A lot of you remember her. And I thought, wow, Relay for Life, that's a great thing for me to get into. So I bought her luminaria just like last week. So at the top, it'll say Judy Richmond and then remembered by Mary Flint. Very meaningful. The bags will be put out, just like always, a little over closer to the fire station. And the names will be read at 6:00. So you can come and buy luminaria anytime, beginning at 3. We'll have a little opening ceremony at 4. And then the dinner is from 5 to 7.
Do any of the cancer survivors or family members ever come up to you and say, this is really, you know, therapeutic for me to do the luminaria, to remember their loved one?
You can't believe.